Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, yeah, it's Taz and the Moose, but it's Taz and Andrew Bogus. Moose is out today, as I mentioned a couple times, if you're just joining us. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they have been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. If you would like to call the show, simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
Just simply dial 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4CBS. Maybe you want to talk football or college football or whatever you want to talk about. You know what I mean? Maybe listen to the show right now across one of our great affiliates on CBS Sports Radio across our great United States. We appreciate that. Maybe you're listening on Sirius XM Channel 206. Or on the Sirius XM app, which is 206. Or maybe you're listening, you're streaming the show live on radio.com. Or maybe listen to the podcast version of the show, which you can get at Apple Podcast or radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. And we appreciate that. This is the longest opening in the history of radio. That's how this is done on the show. So anyway, so we've talked a lot already about a lot of NFL games. We've talked about the college football. When I was going through the games, I think it's important to mention, we have Alabama's playing actually Michigan. It's a Citrus Bowl, I believe. Yeah, start your mic.
Citrus Bowl, and I think that's early on New Year's Day.
Right. I didn't have that on my list, my cheat sheet here, but
it's very confusing because they call them the New Year's Six, the six big bowl games.
Yeah.
But you lose two of them to the college playoff, and then two of them are not on New Year's Day. So, like, and those things are too complicated for me. I need help. I need things to be, obvious and simple. Like, the Orange Bowl, which is Virginia, Florida, is on the 30th. And the Cotton Bowl, which is Penn State and Memphis, Memphis getting in as the kind of group of five champ, that's on the 28th.
Yeah.
And then there are games on New Year's Day. And then there are the semifinals, which take the other games out of the equation.
What are you confused about?
Well, they're called the New Year's Six. But they're not all on New Year's.
It doesn't matter. It's a new year. It's just we're going into 2020 Jones.
Some of them are in 2019.
It doesn't matter. It's still the end of the year.
What do
you want to call it? You want to call it the EOY game? You know what that means?
No, it's called the six biggins.
You know what that means?
I don't.
End of year.
Ah.
Ackerman Jones.
All right, Dallas Airport. What is it?
DFW.
That one I knew. For Dallas Fort Worth.
You want to test me? Basically, is that what you want to do? You want to play games now? Is that what you're looking to do with me? Anyway, so we got the three. Here we go.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Patriots home win streak ends at 21.
Yeah, man. Who would have thunk it, right? You're going up there in Foxborough, and you got the faithful New England Patriots fans as the team's going to into the locker room at halftime booing Tom Brady and his teammates. Crazy, huh?
I don't know. Fans want to be angry, and it's been a long year. I know they've got 10 wins, but I mean,
let's boo a team that's 10-3 and brought us multiple championships.
But they've got some issues. It's okay to boo. It's okay to boo.
I'm the paying customer. I can boo. You know what? Try being a Jet fan or a Bills fan or a Redskin fan. You know what I mean? Really. Try being a Jaguar fan.
It's a first world problem. I get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was a bad first half. Boo them. Go ahead.
Wow. Hot take. There it is. Well, look, the thing is, the Chiefs won the game 23-16 on the road there at Foxborough. And, you know, Brady, just not regular Tom Brady. We talked about this a lot earlier. Just not the same weapons there. I mean, Edelman's there, as we know, and he utilizes Edelman as much as possible. Edelman had a touchdown, and he had about, I don't know, 8 or 9 catches and stuff like that. He's missing Gronk big time, is Brady. Definitely missing that tight end. Lacoste would be that guy, but it's not really working out. Got to tell you, something we didn't bring up earlier when we talked about the Patriots with Tom Brady. I got to tell you, bro, I want to get your thoughts, Andrew. I mean, what is going on that, like, Sanu is not in this offense more? Since when he came from Atlanta.
He's hurt right now, I believe.
But he played yesterday.
But yeah, I don't think he missed a game or two. He's got an ankle injury. I don't know that he's fully healthy.
Okay. I wasn't aware. See, he did play. I remember seeing him. I think he had a catch. But, I don't know. I thought once he came from Atlanta, we'd hear more about him. But, you know, listen, they got to figure this thing out. What's going on? They are 10-3, and they're in a good spot right now. And they got a good chance of winning the next three games in a row, because They're playing three teams. They're playing the Bengals next. They're going to beat up the daylights out of the Bengals.
They better.
Yeah, and then they got to deal with the Bills, in which I hate to say it as a Bills lover. I like their chances at home against the Bills. And then they got to play the Dolphins, and that's going to be a layup. So, I mean, they're going to be in a great spot. You know what I mean? So it's real simple. But you got to put over the Chiefs here. The Chiefs played great yesterday. Mahomes played great. Kelce played really good. You know, the defense played good.
How about the run from Kelce, by the way?
I know. How about that, dude? How about that? But the defense doesn't get enough love. I think the Chiefs D played really well. I mean, and Mahomes was just, you know, you saw him on the sideline firing up the team in the fourth quarter. Wow, he was locked in, man.
I mean, they're making plays, the Chiefs defense, right? I mean, the interceptions, they broke up the pass in the end zone. They benefit from the calls that go their way and not the Patriots' way. They've got their flaws, too. I'm worried about, I know they said it wasn't a big deal, but there's more tests today. The Mahomes injury scares me. Not in terms, but, you know, I don't think we're going to find out it's broken. He's going to miss multiple weeks today, but. Right. The ball didn't come out of his hand well yesterday at all. Now, he figured out a way to adjust and survive it, but that's a thing. It's not just a bruise. Like, I think that's going to be a minor storyline moving forward for them. But, yeah, that's an impressive road win. A game that previous Chiefs versions might have lost. And it shows you, I think, the pecking order in the AFC. You know, the Patriots have put themselves in a spot, Taz, where you have to nitpick them. A lot of it is good, and they're better than most teams, but they're not most teams. They're an elite team, and the question is how they stack up against the other elite teams in the AFC right now, and they've lost to the other three elite teams in the AFC right now.
Right.
Well, at least the two. There's the Texans laying an egg yesterday. It really hurts their cause after beating New England last week.
Right.
But they've lost to the Chiefs now in their place, and they lost to Baltimore.
That's the three losses for New England.
Right, and I think that's your issue. Like, the Patriots are good. But they appear to not be good enough to beat the best teams they could face in January.
Right, you're right. They're not elite. They always were elite, and they're not elite anymore. The Chiefs, I would say, is elite. I mean, the Ravens, as far as the AFC, they're definitely elite.
Right.
Ain't no doubt about that. But speaking of the Chiefs, let's listen to Patrick Mahomes here talking about how they performed well against a good defense.
That's a really good defense. I mean, they've been really good for a long time, especially this year. And for us to go out there and put 23 points up, that shows that we're going in the right direction. Obviously, we didn't have the second half that we wanted, but we're still going in that direction.
What? He's right. And let's listen to the opposing quarterback, the losing quarterback, Thomas Brady.
We got the ball. We moved it. We just didn't. We had some plays there where we could have scored and just, couldn't quite. We had a fourth down. We had, some other ones in a red area. So a couple fourth downs. Just
sounds like he's crying.
Didn't make the plays when we needed to make them.
He's got an arm boo-boo.
Sounds like he's crying. Wearing a merino sweater, as you called it. Well, you said that earlier.
Has anybody corrected me, by the way, officially?
Me.
No.
I have.
But you
merino.
Said, it's definitely not that.
It's not merino. It's not M-A. It's M-E. But the thing is, when you said that earlier in first segment Jones, I'm like, wait a second. I didn't watch this. You're telling me that Tom Brady's at the press conference wearing a sweater with Dan Marino's face on it? Like an airbrush of Dan Marino? Number 13, Dolphins?
Yeah, that's what it was, an airbrush Marino face.
My house is a little bit of expensive ones.
Don't forget, guys, keep an eye on all the places where you get your podcast from. Because soon, no official date just yet, Football Fabrics and First Aid, a new podcast featuring all of us.
Triple F.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Debuting soon. Maybe before EOI, maybe EOI. After EOI.
Right.
Remains to be seen. There's some legal issues need to be straightened out, some trademarking paperwork needs to come in. We have a
I'm not going to be part of any of this. That's one problem.
Deep negotiations with the Bilotti. The Bilotti
his
machine.
Team, his team, yeah. His
there's
team.
A lot the of machine. Moving parts.
The machine, the Bilotti machine.
And Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we had a hook. Oh, Michaels. You get that? Well, you had a little hook we didn't pay off. You said you're going to change the podcasting world if you have
that's
a podcast,
right.
Bilotti. What does that mean?
This is new number three.
I'm going to.
Number two.
If I ever
1.5.
If I ever do a podcast, I will roll it out. It'll be something different than you're hearing in majority of places.
Are you not going to talk on your podcast?
That would be different.
It might be that. I'm not going to reveal my cards. A good magician does not reveal his cards. So
now all of a sudden, it's David Blaine now, all of a sudden.
I prefer Copperfield.
is 40 minutes of silence.
Yeah, this he's going to let you guess what he thinks about today's topics.
With Bawami music underneath it. Like, really, dude, like, what? It's one-dimensional. There's no video. It's just audio. So it's recorded on-demand content. What can you do that's different?
He can't tell you, Tez. Then somebody would steal it from him.
Then someone might take it.
One of his enemies in We Over Nation would take that bad boy and put it on the air tomorrow just to spite Pete.
And they're out for Me Over Nation, too.
They are out. They want to shut down Me Over Nation, which it's just like enough. Well, good luck with that.
Sounds amazing.
Yes. I appreciate it.
What are you going to charge for it?
$8.98.
You're putting that behind the subscription wall?
$8.98 a month.
Maybe I'm going to join you. By the way, if you're looking for any Taz shirts, go to TazShirts.com. That's where you get all your Taz apparel. Nice segue. And and you get all, there's a plethora of shirts there and hats. There's a great sale they just had over there. And TazShirts@1Z.com. All right, two, here we go.
Number two.
49ers statement win on the road versus the Saints.
Oh, man, what a game. What a game, what a game, what a game. We talked about this a lot earlier. The 49ers win the game 48-46 over the Saints on the road, in the Dome, in New Orleans. Man, tell you what, these quarterbacks were chucking the ball amok. Both QBs, Garoppolo and Breeze, both had 349 yards. Both. Garoppolo had four touchdowns, one interception, where Breeze, the losing quarterback, had five touchdowns. No interceptions. I mean, what a game. What a game. I mean, I had a blast watching this. Andrew and I were talking about this earlier. Dude, I mean, now you got the Niners are sitting 11-2. You got the Saints at 10-3. This Niner team, talk about confidence for your squad right now as you roll in towards the end of the season here. If you are the 49ers, you got to deal with the Falcons, the Rams, and the Seahawks. Mm. You know you'll beat the Falcons. If the Rams play like they played last night, that's going to be a little tough.
Yeah, and then you get to Week 17 for a game that might decide the division, might decide home field. And the pitfall we laid out in hour number one, the loser of the NFC West drops from the 1 or the 2 seed all the way down to number 5. Now, I still think either one of those teams can win, you know, win in Dallas, win in Philly, when we, as a, you know, go as the higher wild card playing at the worst division winner. I think they can still win that game, but I don't think they should have to go on the road in that round. So there's a lot you're trying to avoid here in the NFC West, which is why winning in New Orleans and then getting the gift of a Seahawk loss last night, so huge for San Francisco.
Oh, my God, because, I mean, listen, that NFC West is just flat out better. It's better talent, better team than the NFC South. I mean, New Orleans, they're dealing coming out of there with the Buccaneers, the Panthers, and the Falcons.
Well, and
I mean, come on.
What's report that? Over the weekend that the NFL has never really considered tweaking the playoff format so that you get in still as a division winner, but you're not guaranteed a home game, which I think just getting in is a good enough reward for winning your division. I don't think you need to have a home game as well. There's no reason why a 12 or 13 team, or 13 win team out of the NFC West should have to go to Dallas or Philly, who might be 8-8.
Yeah.
That just shouldn't happen. But apparently the NFL doesn't care about fair things, and we stay as we are.
Yeah, let me ask you something, Mike. Did you flip 1 and 2 here? What was 1?
1 was Patriots, 2 was Niners.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at my paperwork here, and that's the opposite.
Yep, my fault. Gave you the old rundown.
Wow, I have the correct
print.
One.
Forgot to give you the new print.
Let me get this straight.
Oh, oh boy.
Here we
producer
go.
Screw up.
Ring the bell.
Hold on a second.
And Andrew's smiling.
Sit back and turn my mic off.
So let me get this straight,
Mike. I'll come in and take it.
This is just typical of what happens on this show for the 2 years, whatever the hell it's been.
Oh, this is just my mistake.
This is
a bad job by me.
The interim co-host, Andrew Bogus, the esteemed one, he has the proper rundown. The lead host, the guy whose name is the lead name on the friggin' show.
Who's always here?
Taz, me.
Taz.
I get an archaic rundown.
Yeah, I messed up.
A dilapidated.
I apologize. That's my fault. Won't happen again.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I hear the Zach gimmick, and he's talking about the Patriots. And I'm expecting that to be number 2 right now. Number 2 right now.
Where are
Done two. Take three. No, he just said we're up to two.
No, we're on number three now.
We're coming up to number three.
We
That's
did
what
the
I said.
And
number
we did
three
the
right now.
Number three.
That's what I said.
College football playoff seating announced.
So it's not my fault.
No, it's Bisseglia. Probably not.
That was a Bisseglia.
Which goes to reseeding our hour one conversation. And I said you respected Mike more than Pete. Those tables have now turned because of this. Pete is now back to being your number one favorite. See how easy that was?
Always loved Mike, too. It's a
shame. Up to the minute rankings.
Been so nice to him. All right, so the rankings. So here we go. We got it's all here. We know what's happening with college football. Our top four teams, it's the LSU Tigers are number one, the Buckeyes, Ohio State number two, Clemson's number three, Oklahoma Sooners number four. So LSU finished the year at 13-0, Ohio State finished at 13-0, Clemson finished at 13-0, Oklahoma finished at 12-1. So one plays four, two plays three. So that's where we are right now in regards to these games. And real quick, just so I lay it out for those who are joining us. So the Fiesta Bowl will be 2-3, which will be Ohio State versus Clemson, and the Peach Bowl will be number one, LSU versus Oklahoma at number four.
You've asked me more than once in the nearly two-year history of this show about pregame shows and postgame shows.
I'm obsessed with them.
And I always tell you I don't watch pregame shows
right. Because
they anger me. Yesterday at the gym, not the one in my home, I don't have one, the gym I pay money to drive to and work out in, they had a pregame show.
I didn't know you go to a gym.
Every once in a while. Every other Sunday.
Oh.
So they had a pregame show for the selection show yesterday. And here's why that one made me angry. They're putting up a graphic that said, playoff spot predictor. Ohio State, 99% likely to get in. LSU, 99% likely to get in. Clemson, 97% likely to get in. Oklahoma, 55% likely to get in. Now, that...
When was this?
This was yesterday morning on ESPN, leading into their four-hour breakdown of the final college football playoff rankings. But I'm sitting there looking and going, I don't know everything about math, but I know a little bit about math. I don't understand how they're calculating these percentage chances of getting in when they're based on 12 human beings sitting in a room, I think in Dallas, eating eggs and bacon, talking about how these games went down, and they're telling me that Ohio State has a 99% chance of getting in. Now, how? Now, they're locked. Ohio State and LSU were getting in unless some dope in Dallas messed things up. That wasn't going to happen.
Ohio State, 99.
Things like that drive me nuts. That's why I don't watch pregame shows, and I'm bothered that you made me watch one yesterday.
Well, listen, I appreciate the hot take.
And thanks for noticing my physique.
I understand. I'm just proud to hear you hitting the gym. You just started?
That's enough, Taz. When's Moose back?
All right. On that note. All right. On the side of break, we're going to talk about some more NFL football. We're going to get into We got Heller coming in here. We'll throw to him. We got him doing his update.
And push-ups. We're going to do push-ups when we come
push-ups,
back.
Antonio Heller. I guess we're doing push-ups. We've got to talk about Eli Manning. What do we expect
squat
Eli
something.
Manning tonight?
In Philadelphia.
Eli Manning gets to start at QB in Philadelphia. Philadelphia. All right, Taz with the bogus. We'll be right back. Well, hello. This is Moose. Well, let me try it again.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. So we're spitballing it out here, talking about the NFL games. Where's that little paper? Oh, there it is. All right. Hey, listen, real quick here. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line of 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Talk a lot of Andrew about the NFL and all different playoff scenarios and possibilities. Let's go talk to Mark, listening on Sirius XM 206. Mark, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's up?
What's going on, boys? Good morning.
Morning. What's up, buddy?
Taz, not much of a wrestling fan, but I do enjoy listening to you and Moose argue on the air every morning. Hey, B, I love to hear you. You definitely have a face for radio.
Oh, hey, whoa, what are you, my grandfather?
Hold on a minute. Hey, wait a minute, buddy.
Face is all I got.
I've seen you on TV a handful of times, buddy, but even better, you do have a voice for radio. I could recognize it from a mile away.
Right, well, thank you for that.
And Mark, to your point, Andrew Bogus is the...
Mark,
to your point, Mark, is the... Andrew is the next. He's the next big thing in radio. I mean,
that's not true.
That's what's talked about here in the Tri-State, especially here in New York. I mean, he is the next big thing. I mean, I don't know what they're doing over at WFAN.
It's getting tough to walk down the street,
I mean,
if I'm
Andrew
being honest.
Bogus is the next big thing in radio. Yeah. He really is. He's Howard Stern. Who?
Which one are you again, Taz or Moose?
Yeah, well, yes, correct. I'm the guy with all the championships.
I'll remember you guys.
So anyway, Mark.
At least he's in the right city, that's for sure. I wanted to talk some NFL with you yesterday. I feel that they're going to go into KC and just and do the same thing with Locke on fire. Now, I wanted your opinions on that. And also, in the AFC playoff picture, you got the Steelers at number 6 right now. Their next games are Bills, and of course, Taz, I know who you think is going to win that game. And
of course.
I agree with you. The Bills are probably going to go into Heinz Field and destroy them. But then they play the Jets and then the Ravens. Obviously, they're going to lose the Ravens. So with those next three games and with Tennessee, who's the other, you know, contender for the number 6 seed in the AFC, they play Texans, Saints, Texans. There's a good chance they could lose all three of those games. What is the determining factor with them having the same record? Why it's the Steelers in that number 6 seed and not the Titans?
Well, first off, I want to say this to you. For your guy Locke, okay, in the short time he's been the guy there now with Denver, he's played great. Yeah. He played great yesterday. Unbelievable. The kid had over 300 yards, and he had 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Definitely playing great. For sure. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, you're sitting 5-8 right now. I get your point. You guys are making statements here, though. I don't know. I mean, if you're saying you're comparing it to the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're saying as far as their record?
Well, no. With the point I was making about the Broncos just doing so well with Locke as starter, the point I was making was that I think they're going to go into KC. They play in KC next
week. No, but you said something about the Steelers, Kurt Mark. That's what I'm asking you.
He was asking why the Steelers had the 6th spot and not the Titans.
Oh, well, they're in a better conference, though.
They have a better conference record. That's
record,
the tiebreaker.
Right, 8-5, you know? So that's the thing, you know.
Oh, it's the conference record.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are your thoughts as far as who's going to have that number 6 seed in the AFC when it comes down to past week 7 with the remaining schedule of Pittsburgh and Tennessee.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, the thing for the Titans, they with 2 games with the Texans left, they could just jump and leave the Steelers completely in the dust here and just win the division and get in and be the 4 seed. And no matter how this plays out, I don't know what's going on in Tennessee because all of a sudden Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, he's the man now.
I mean,
all of a
they're 6-1. They're scoring over 30 points per game. They finally can use Derrick Henry correctly. They're scoring points off their defense. I didn't think it was as simple as a quarterback change, but it almost seems to be as simple as a quarterback change.
Crazy.
Right now for the Titans. And yeah, with 2 games in the last 3 weeks against the Texans, they could very well be division champs, not wild card winners.
I know. Titans are kind of doing it quietly too, right? No one's even like, you know what I mean? But you're right about Tannehill. Hold on, excuse me 1 second. Did you just sneeze, sir?
No.
No, just a cough.
Okay.
Bless you.
That voice you heard was the voice of Brad Heller.
Followed by the voice of Pete Pilotti.
Brad, you're going to do your update here. You're making all sorts of, you want us to get to you? Is that what you're coughing, you're upchucking, you're drinking water?
Brad's here.
Actually, it was just a cough and a sip of water to follow up the cough.
You seem like you're losing your patience with me, which that means it's a good point in our relationship.
Take another call.
Jim Heller. Brad, you can do your update anytime you want, sir.
All right, Brad, take it away.
This is your
segment. I'm ready. All right. The Niners taking over sole possession of first place in the NFC West after the Seahawks laid an egg in L.A. last night. They lost to the Rams 28-12. 2 touchdown passes for Jared Goff. It snapped Seattle's 5-game winning streak. Here's Russell Wilson.
You know, they played better than us tonight. We didn't play our best game. There's opportunities out there that we had. We they just didn't go our way. There's a lot of season left. Where we're trying to go, a lot more season left, a lot more things to do. Everything's still out in front of us.
The Seahawks are now 10-3, while the Niners are 11-2 after surviving the game
Z-Hawks?
Of the year in New
you
Orleans.
The Seahawks?
I don't
Let
think
the guy
so.
Finish. All Excuse he wants me? To do is get away from us.
I'm the co-host. I thought you said Z-Hawks, like Z-Pack.
No, there are the Seahawks. If I said Z-Hawks, it was a mistake. So
remember
thank
Z-Man?
You for catching
Pete,
it.
Remember Z-Man?
Oh, one of the greats.
Tom Zink, he's a wrestler. I continue.
The Seahawks are 10-3. The Niners 11-2. They beat the Saints in New Orleans 48-46 on Robbie Gould's last second field goal. Jimmy Garoppolo, 4 touchdown passes in the win, 5 for Drew Brees in the loss as the Saints dropped to 10-3.
They're a great team. I feel like we're a great team. Have the ability to be a great team. So this was like a heavyweight boxing match. Just trading punches all game long. Both sides.
Elsewhere, the Chiefs snapped the Patriots' 21-game home winning streak. The final in Foxborough, 23-16. Kansas City clinching the AFC West. The Ravens lock up a playoff berth. They beat the Bills 24-17 for their 9th straight win. 4 straight wins for the Titans, 42-21 over the Raiders. Tennessee now tied for first in the AFC South with the Texans as Houston lost to the Broncos at home, 38-24. Drew Lock, 309 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Houston and Tennessee are both 8-5. So are the Steelers, as they have now won 7 out of 8.
Second and goal at the 3. Low snap. Duck picks it up. Duck throws to the end zone. Touchdown. What a play. Duck hitting Deontay Johnson from 3 yards out perfectly.
Bill Hillgrove on Steelers radio. Steelers over the Cardinals in Arizona, 23-17. The Packers keep their 1-game lead on the Vikings in the NFC North. Green Bay top Washington, 20-15. The Vikings over the Lions, 20-7. Matt Ryan becoming the 10th quarterback to reach 50,000 career passing yards as the Falcons outscored the Panthers 40-20. The Monday night game, Giants and Eagles in Philly. Eli Manning will start. Daniel Jones, the rookie, reportedly will miss 2 to 4 weeks with that ankle injury.
If I could interrupt you, you know, because I do think you said Seahawks.
We're still on this.
Yeah, let's go. Let's rack it back, as you're saying, the
okay.
business. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Seahawks are now 10-3.
Ooh. There it is, Andrew. Your silence speaks volumes, Mr. Heller.
This is a bad
Your
day.
Silence speaks volumes. And I'm here trying to help you from an emotional
Clearly.
Perspective.
Namaste. Yes, you are.
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Can we hear it again?
Seahawks are now 10-3.
Sir, please.
I don't think it's as obvious as you're pointing it out, but I recognize your observation.
But isn't it amazing? All kidding aside, we have fun on the show, and it's all about fun.
We're having so much fun.
I know. Well, hello, this is Moose. Well, let me try it again. Wait, here's the thing. All kidding aside.
All kidding aside.
Hell, if you want to fight, we could fight. I'm trying to be nice to you, but if you want to have a fist fight with me, we can have a fist fight.
No,
I have
no problem.
I just want to say, I'll challenge you to a duel right now.
Sign a waiver.
I have no, just sign a waiver and we'll go. Otherwise, we could be friends. But I want to bring up, all kidding aside, are you surprised, as I am frantic Jones here, every time you work with me, or you, Andrew, that I spotted that instantly? I heard that instantly.
I didn't know that you listened to updates, so that's how I'm surprised.
That's a fair conclusion.
I'm actually a little jealous that Brad got feedback
in any direction. I listen to it. I have to listen to you guys. It's my job. I do my job.
Right.
I have fun. Mm. But I'm not a robot. I'm not a computer out here. I'm not like in a box Jones. I pay attention, but yet, you know.
Yeah, sometimes distraction city.
Yes, but I'm locked in. So I heard the Z-Pack, Z-Man, Z-Hawk comment.
I mean, we started the morning by saying you were offering to help me, so this is one of the ways, which I appreciate.
Well, it's the breakdown first. Tough love,
yeah.
Right? Tough love city,
totally.
And then we
go
into embracing hug, you know, like love.
Yeah, take it down to the studs, and then you build it back up.
That's it.
I thought we were past the tough love, but
we've gone
backwards. Chutes and ladders, if you will.
Shoots.
If I may, as a fellow patient of Taz, Brad, let you know that the take it down to the studs portion of the therapy never really ends.
No, so that's okay.
There's always
that's
more
the foundation.
Drywall to pull down.
That's the foundation.
Yeah.
Are you doing another update someplace else today?
He is, yeah.
Shortly, yes.
Mm. On another show, on DA show?
No.
No.
Different show. Just so you know, look into Russia. They just—they hear about this. They got banned from international sports, including the 2020 Olympics. Breaking news right here, for 4 years by the World Anti-Doping Agency. How about that? That's heavy, man. They're nice guys,
but their athletes can still compete without the flag and without the anthem.
No flag, no anthem.
Like the Olympic athletes of Russia, like they did in Pyeongchang.
So you're downplaying my breaking news?
Not at all. I'm adding to it.
I feel like you downplayed it.
No. He's just giving a very important clarification because the headline sounds like Russian athletes can't be in the Olympics, but that's not true.
You understand? That's what I do. I sensationalize everything. And then you guys have to bring me down. I
work
with a guy like that every day that does that.
We gotta bounce you out.
The Seahawks won. That's what I started with.
They actually lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
Why don't you continue? Yeah,
you the Seahawks. Actually, the Seahawks might have won.
The Seahawks might have won. Didn't you call that game? You and Ice? The Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks and the Bams.
By the way, you know Zach Ryder, not Ryder, Zach
Martin.
Martin.
Do yes. you know Zach?
Zach Ryder. This is for WWE.
Zach and the Seahawks.
You know he attacked Andrew in the air. You know about this?
I don't know about this.
All the stuff he does, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. The guy who does play-by-play on the internet?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's said by a guy who hosts a radio
Whoa.
Show,
that's
rock heavy, radio right? show on the internet.
That's just
live from Fordham University.
Wow. Yeah.
Women's basketball.
To compare
wow.
viewers.
You have Moose laughing in the background, cackling.
Moose loved it.
Yeah.
To a tongue.
Did you come
Viola.
To his defense?
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Now, I'm about to say something about me and Zach that's going to take a few minutes to kind of flesh out. So, Brad, if you want to not get stuck here, this would be the time to run out of here.
But okay.
As Taz mentioned earlier in the show, I'm not going to be here the rest of the week. My family and I are going to Disney World tomorrow morning. Guess who's going to be at Disney World for 3 of the 4 days that my family's going to be at Disney World?
You planned this.
Zach Martin.
Hi.
Ain't nobody f***ing with us.
How?
Wait a second.
Yeah. So here's your whatever... Ask the pros question of the day. How do I dodge Zach for 3 days in Disney World?
Disgusting.
Dude, he's not staying at the same resort as you.
No, that's thank goodness.
You're going to bump into him at the park. Can't you imagine?
Only by accident.
Take care.
Going Hell, we'll commando.
See God, you're gonna see him on Main Street. He's going to be wearing his flip-flops, his shorts.
I wouldn't mind seeing him. If I could then get away from him. But I feel like if I
see him, right into the Mad Hatter.
Then he's in my family for the rest of the day.
Oh, my God. You can't have your wife subject to anybody around here or your children that you work with when you're on your time. You got to avoid that.
I agree. I almost canceled the trip when I heard about it.
I think you should now and tell the kids you can't go.
Disney World's closed.
Take them to that little racetrack to have on off the LAE. Take them out there, out to Suffolk County.
Just the do racetrack.
That. Go-kart like, track?
Yeah, they got a little go-kart track. I think it's a 68 over there.
Is like, Adventureland still open?
Yeah,
on
go over
Bethpage?
There. Like, no, that's in Huntington.
In Huntington?
On Farmington, I mean. Go out
Whatever.
There. Yeah, go there.
Is it open, Taz?
Go to a Ducks game. They're not even playing.
They're not playing. We'll just go anyway.
Let's go to the park.
We'll take a stadium tour.
I want to go to Disney, Dad. That's where we're going to watch the Ducks. They're not even playing. They're
this
practicing.
This is where washed-up major leaguers change into their last uniform.
That's messed up.
It's the truth,
that's not
though.
Nice, though.
Don't even have a locker room.
Just changing their car.
You guys sound like such knobs right now. You're ripping it.
By the way, if the Ducks need a broadcaster, you know where to find me.
What's that?
If the Ducks need a broadcaster, they know where to find me.
Ducks. If you just. Yeah, you walk in, the team just beats the daylights out of you. Whatever you said about us, you punk. So you got to deal with Zach on vacation.
Hopefully not. I got to deal with avoiding Zach.
You know what the problem is? I'll
Zach.
Tell you the problem.
Testicle.
I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is this. You people around here, you all like to share your business with each other. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Disney. Shut up. Don't tell nobody your business, well, dude. That's like you say how I am. I don't converse with anybody here. I'm the most cold-ass dude in the house by design. And when I leave, I'm not saying goodbye to anyone except Mike and Pete.
Goodbye. You say goodbye to me sometimes.
I'll text you, Andrew.
Thank you. Want to come to Florida this week?
No. Well, you got to figure out this vacation. Go to Myrtle Beach.
Random. Exact move.
That's a beautiful spot, bro.
Exact move.
I've got the undercard stories we missed from today. We'll do it in a little bit. Right back. Do the Raptors pull it off or do the...
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Josh in Dallas. Who would be a more scarier playoff team, Titans or Steelers? Okay, we'll get that in a second. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs and get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. So, I don't know, Andrew, what do you think, man? Scarier playoff team, Titans or Steelers? I kind of, I guess, just... I would lean, dude, towards the Titans. I think they're a little bit more unpredictable right now because of what's going on with, you know, what we were talking about with Tannehill and what they're, how, you know, what they're doing right now. I would lean towards the Titans, I guess, just answer this guy Josh's question real quick. That's what I would jump out to me.
That's a good, it's a good question. And I think the answer is the Titans. I would not want to deal with Derrick Henry. And I think you have to, you would normally not pick Ryan Tannehill, but Ryan Tannehill versus Duck Hodges, I think, is a matchup that favors the Titans, which here.
Could be the greatest game in the history of sports,
well,
by the way.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah, the Titans, which is crazy because they seem to be dead in the water, and going to Tannehill was a joke. Like, oh, this is going to be better. It's been better.
I know, dude. It's really been crazy, man. It's just, I don't know. I mean, yeah, and they got, you know, for them, you know, dealing with, they got to deal with Houston next, then New Orleans, and then Houston.
And then Houston again.
Again, I know. So that's, yeah, it's going to end up very interesting there, what they got going on. But no doubt about it, Titans with four straight wins and getting that crushing win over the Ravens. I think the Raiders, I should say. I think the Raiders scored first in that game, too, because I watched a little bit of that game early on. I think the Raiders scored first. It don't matter. They lost the game 42-21.
Right, and it might have been like 21-14. They scored, I think, three touchdowns in 7 minutes, the Titans, including a defensive touchdown, and they ran away. And Oakland, by the way, three straight losses. They're six.
Wait, did you say going away?
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What'd I do?
No, you know, you just got to be careful. You know, sometimes you go, they're in the game, going away. You know, they're going away, they ran away. Oh, you said ran away. Okay, I thought it was a different, sometimes a cliche you hear a lot. Oh. People say going away.
Sorry. My bad for confusing you.
You don't know what I mean.
I don't.
You didn't confuse me. I just was wondering. Yeah, I'll tell you off, man. It's all right. Anyway, so Titans.
Text me later.
Big victory. They're sitting 8-5 right now, and again, beat the daylights out of the Raiders. So we're doing the undercard right now, or you got something you want to do here, Mike? What are you doing?
Do it.
You want to plug basketball drives?
That's
something you
fine.
Talk about?
Yeah, we can get to the undercard. No need to plug.
Oh, I did, before we get into the undercard, I did have a Uber Eats issue this weekend that I want to bring up to you.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
All right, so we had a couple of issues, actually. And we had ordered Uber Eats a couple times. And so, first off, I had this one cat. We ordered from a Greek place, very good Greek food place, that makes sense, near the Casa. And I ordered this place.
Fluid and from Greece.
Yeah.
Straight from Athens.
So, I tracked the thing on the Uber Eats app. Right. I see the guys en route, whatever, you know. And now I see like he's in the, like right near my home. I could tell on the app. But I don't see the car outside. Mm. The lights aren't. I have like all lights that go on when you approach my house. And there's like a sound that happens.
Dogs start to bark.
So, yeah, because it's far from where the house is. So
right.
I hear like these. I know the noise. It's similar to that. And it's like a loud
sharp
siren.
Shooters, you can hear the lock there.
Yeah, and then it's like, incoming. We hear that kind of thing.
Got a bogey at 8 o'clock. Got a bogey at 8 o'clock.
So, and then my phone rings, the cell phone Jones, and I'm like, wow, what's going on here? And it's a call, and I figure it's the driver. And the guy, I answer, I go, hello? And this gentleman goes, where you at?
Whoa.
I said, excuse me? Yeah, you know, is it at the end of the block? It's a rotary, I can't, you know, is it a cul-de-sac? I can't, he's going crazy. I go, chill out, okay, chill out, and you'll see a lot of lights. You'll know you're approaching where the area is of the home.
Walk until you get a BB in the shoulder. Put the food down. Leave your information. We'll pay for your wound. And thank you very much.
He comes out. He finally pulls up. He goes, all right. And he hangs up on me. And like in my face. So, you know, they figure they don't know who they're dealing with when they do this. You people. You, Mike. Uber Eats drivers.
I would handle this a little differently.
Right away. Like, that's what I want to get your opinion. As an Uber Eats driver, did he do anything wrong on the phone call right away?
Yes, the whole thing was wrong. I'd be more like, hi, Mr. Whatever your name is. This is Mike with Hi, Taz. This is Mike with Uber Eats.
I'm listed on there as Suplex Machine.
Hi, Mr. Suplex Machine. This is Mike with Uber Eats. I believe I'm approaching your house right now, but I'm just having a little bit of a hard time finding it. Right now, to my left, I see this super-duper other mansion, and to my right is another super-duper-duper-duper mansion, and then to my left, I see Pete Pilotti. Just any other instructions?
Doing the lawn at midnight.
I just want to make sure I'm in the right area.
I see a water park.
Any recommendations on just making sure I see the house?
No, he did this. Yo, where you at? I'm like, oh, wow.
I have had a rash of guys call and say, I'm at the curb. And I'm like, okay, am I to come to you and get the food? Like, I don't. Or
I'm supposed to ring your bell.
Exactly. Or like, do they want me at the door so the handoff is as quick as possible?
I do the handoff. I come out and I. So this is what happens. Now I go outside. All the lights are on. I have one switch. It just says full power. And it's just it's a lever. It's not really a switch.
Of course.
And
a switch wouldn't be strong enough.
But I
gotta pull it down.
Right. I thought we had the lights on. Apparently they were off. I didn't know that because at the time changed Jones. Yeah. So it was a little dark out there. Yeah. So
daylight saving city.
Mr. Where You're At was right. Maybe his approach was wrong.
All true.
So I put them on, but he's already walking towards the property. He goes, where are the lights? He said there was lights. Ooh. Now he doesn't see me now because not a light. Then as he's approaching, I guess I started to get a little bigger as he got a little closer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I was just saying. I go, what are you saying, dude? Give me the bag. Right? So I go, what are you saying?
Smack him.
What are you saying? I want my food first, right? That's the more priorities. Before I whoop his ass, I'd like my food.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you call me up and you go, where are you at? He goes, well, no, I was driving in circles. I go, you can't drive in circles around here. It's impossible. The way we have the roads designed here, you can't drive in a circle. He goes, well, you know what I'm saying. I'm driving looking all over. I go, you can't be calling me and saying that, okay?
Bad moves.
You apologized. And I threw him a $10 tip.
Oh, $10?
Tip.
Oh, good guy.
How about you just don't get angry in the first place and then don't guilt tip him $10? Save yourself some cash.
I wasn't guilt tipping. I wasn't wrong.
$10?
You have this guy sell?
Well, we should call him on the air. Then I had a problem with DoorDash, your enemy, your competitor.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's not surprised.
I ordered DoorDash, and I see the driver is John. He's en route. Then it's like John, some guy in Jersey. Then it was like it changes to Angelo. I'm like, okay.
I've seen that.
Really?
But the car's not moving.
Oh.
It's different than Uber Eats. Their app sucks. Then it's
Mike agrees.
Then it's like Rebecca. Like, okay.
What is going on?
I call the restaurant. La Piazza, my spot. I go, hey,
where you at?
What's going on? What's with the DoorDash? They know. As soon as they see my number, they know it's me.
Yeah.
Right? They go, yeah, no, the food's not done.
Mr. Machine, how can we help you?
The food's not done. It says the guy's on the way. But it's been, what are you talking about? Well, the app's working slow. It's just, it didn't.
I think I know what happened is the food's not done, so the two previous drivers got frustrated waiting for the meal, canceled the order because they're like, I don't want to wait for this. I want to get other deliveries. Now, there's something on the DoorDash end where it's not letting you know that, but what happened was those first two people said, I'm not waiting around. I'm getting out of here, and that's why I triggered to the third person.
And Mike Bisegli is right.
Yeah.
One more story, and then we ordered Uber Eats from a lovely Chinese food place.
Busy weekend of cooking, huh?
Yeah.
Before the holiday.
Yeah. So we were a little Chinese food action.
Where's One Meal Mario when you need him?
I know, he was off. He's Disney World waiting for you.
Vacation.
So what happens is I ordered a thing on Uber Eats and I wanted I don't normally have soda, like regular soda. I wanted orange soda. And I call the restaurant and say, hey, can you add an orange soda?
You got a Fanta?
And the guy goes, it was Fanta. And the guy goes, oh, no, I can't. Well, I don't want to do that. He goes, well, yeah, you have to call DoorDash. I go, what? Yeah, no, because you pay through them. And then DoorDash calls me from California and said, do you want to add this? We have to send you an email. I said, for a Fanta? Mike, Pete,
don't
you class, thank you. Across the way. Hello with his updates down in FILA. Andrew Bogus.
Thoughts and prayers for everybody bothering FILA Heller today. Soon.
All right, for everybody here, we appreciate you guys listening and calling the show. Thanks, Mike.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.